topic I'd like to continue, but to review a little bit, and then to continue a little more. So we discussed the Gemara and Kiddushin on Daf Samachay, where the Gemara has a Gzer Shabbat Dova Dova Nimamin. Timotzuba Ervas Dover. And by Mamin it says, Al Pishne Edim, Al Pishlesh Edim, Yachim Dover. So the Gemara, at the end of Gittin also, the very end of the Mesichta, also the Gemara has that Gzer Shabbat Dova Dova Nimamin. But the Gemara, in the end of Gittin, the Gemara has it with respect to Edis Labir HaDover. To be mavare, whether a girl is married or single, and so on, you need two edim. And we had that gemara in the first parak. The Mishnah says, first Mishnah says, Meish olav oririm, the last line on the first page, Meish olav oririm is kain b'chaisamav. So the gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, last four lines before the Mishnah, raise a question, irir kama, how many people? Yesh olav oririm in the plural. How many people are ma'arer? Ilema, if you say irud echad, one person said that the get is not a kosher get. But it can't be. Rabbi Yechanan says, dirakala in irud pachas mishnayim. And if it's irud of shnayim, yeshal of orim, two edim say the get is no good. So how can the solution be iskaim b'chaisomav? We're going to have two witnesses say that signatures are authentic. But two witnesses say that it's a forgery. It's trey or trey. So how does that solve the problem? And Yeshua Levarim means two Edom say no good, and two Edom say it is good, so it's a suffix. Trey is a suffix. The Gemara says, Ella, what do you mean? Ira the Baal. Okay. So you see from the Gemara that you need two Edom. The Gemara holds that Ira, Ein Ira Pachas Mishnaim. Edechod Imamin has an Emanis, he's Machai Veshvua sometimes. Might have been mixed this as Chai Veshvua there, I say, even if you don't have an Edechod. I say, you want me $1,000. You admit that you owe me $10, and you say the rest of the money you paid away already. But you say even if you borrowed $1,000, you only borrowed the $10. So Moedim and Mitzvah swears to Shavuot Daraisa, even if there is no Eid Echad. And if you have an Eid Echad, I say you owe me $1,000, you say you owe me nothing, and Eid Echad says that it's true, you do owe me $1,000. Then you have to swear to Shavuot Daraisa. So Eid Echad and Mammon is good to a certain extent. It creates a little bit of a latest asafik to the extent that the Nitva, the Muchsuk, has to swear a Shavuot Daraisa. But Eidecha by Dov Shebi Erva is nothing. You need two Eidim. So that's Dova Dova Mimam, you need two Eidim, Lebir HaDover. But then there's another din that you need two Eidim, Lekiyam HaDover. That's in Kiddushin Adav Samachem at base. But the Gemara says that if a man is Mekadosh and Ishan, there's no Eidim watching, then the Kiddushin is not Chal. I used to tell over the story. Some of the people who learned from Ashi heard the story already, that my wife used to go to work every day, and I used to daven in the Beis Medrash, Shachris, and I would sit with my talis and tefillin and prepare for the shiur in the morning, till around 10:30. Then I would go home, 10:30, 11 o'clock, I would go home to have a little breakfast, and then I would, after breakfast, I would prepare a little more at home. So once I was sitting at home, my wife was not home, she was working in the office, and the doorbell rings. Who is it at the doorbell? The local Jewish prostitute who lives on the corner. We have a professional prostitute. The first couple of years she was still an Eishes Ish. So all of our customers were not only a violation of prostitution, they were a violation of Eishes Ish. After she got a get from her husband, she used to hang out the window and she used to get customers, Jewish customers all the time. So the local Jewish prostitute rings the bell. I didn't want to let him in the house. I walked into the hallway. And I said, what can I do for you? So she says, there used to be a boy, in, a man, he was older than me at the time. There was a Baal Tshuva who went to JSS. His name was Ambush. Ambush is a Rosh Tevis Ani Mamin by Munna Shlema. So he after became a Baal Tshuva, he came from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I never heard of the city, but that's what he says. He came from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And he had a Malama there in Cheyenne. So he became a Baal Tshuva and he came to the yeshiva. He was already married. Before he came to the yeshiva, he married, he had children, and he got a classmate of his to marry his daughter. He read a shidduch between his classmate, who was 20 years old, and his daughter, who was 19 years old. So this local prostitute tells me that Ambush, Mr. Ambush, told her that she has to ask a shayla of me, that someone, a man whom she knows, is getting married tonight, and she doesn't want him to violate the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom of marrying two wives, because he's married to her. He's married to her, so how do you have affairs with all the men, all the Jewish customers? You're an Eishes Ish, that she's not worried about. The only word, he's violating the Chem Deravein Gershom. Why is he married to her? Because he once came for her services, and he paid her money in advance, and he said, Harayat Mukadeshesli. He doesn't want to sleep with a prostitute, he was Mekadesha. So the man is married to her, so how can he marry someone else tonight? Chalila is going to buy Lechem Deravein Gershom. So yesterday, when he gave you the money, and he said, Harayat Mukadeshesli, were there other people present, watching? She says, yes, two of her girlfriends were there. I said, were there any Jewish men there? So she said, no. So I said, the Kiddushin didn't take effect. You have to have Beis Lakim Adova. It's a true story. I didn't make it up. It's a true story. So that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Dav Samachem Beis. Gemara says, you learn Dava Dava Mimaman, that Dava Shebierva needs to aid him on two levels. You need Lubira Adova to be involved with a woman. With a mace baila, you should really need to aid him. We assume it's a kulam in the rabbana that Eid Echod is believed. That's a big, serious discussion. How can the chachamim be mekel? They weren't authorized to be mekel. They were authorized, ushmatemes mishmati asu mishmeres le mishmati ases yog la Torah. They were never authorized to make kulas. The Reform give their rabbis more authority than the author. The Reform rabbis can permit their balabatim to drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath and to intermarry and to do whatever they want. But the Orthodox rabbis don't have authority. The rabbis have authority. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. And so on. The Chachamim have authority to be oikadov ben haTorah, to tell people not to fulfill the mitzvah, but they have no right to tell people that they're allowed to violate averis. So that's a major topic that the Rishayim discuss. How can the Chachamim permit a married woman to remarry based on Eid Echod if the Natar of the Din is that you need two Eidim for Dov Shabiyar? So it's a big discussion in the Rishayim. How do they have the ability to do that? So those are the two Dinim of Dov Dov Mimamin. In the end of Gittin, Gemara says Dov Dov Mimamin, you need two Eidim Libir HaDov to be Mavar and issue of Dov Shabiyar. And that's basically what it says on Tesam and Aleph. That Ein Ira Pachas Mishnayim. Eid Echod doesn't even make a Leidus al Sofik. Eid Echod by Mammon does make a Leidus al Sofik, and you swear. But there's no Shavuot. Shavuot Darais is only when there's a Muchsak and a Moitzi, a Taveh, and a Nitva. And Isa the Heta, there's no Shavuot Darais. So there, Eid Echod is meaningless. You don't say Eid Echod makes a Leidus al Sofik. She's a Sofik. She's not a Sofik at all. And then the Gemara said there's a need for Eidus Lekim Adava by Kiddushim. What about by Get? They need Eidus Lekim Adava by Get. It never says explicitly in the Gemara. So that's the Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph. Rod Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar. Four lines from the bottom. That's an important line. Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, that even if you hold like Rav Meir, the Eidich Hasima Karsi. What do you mean Karsi? Eidich Hasima, make it into a Sefer Krisus. Sefer doesn't mean a book. Sefer means a shtar. What makes it into a shtar? So that's a machlek by shtar kinyan. Rav Meir's opinion is Eidi Chasima Karsi, Eidi Chasima, make it into a get, make it into a shtar. And Rav Loza disagrees. Eidi Chasima needed for shtar, right? But for shtar kinyan, you don't need Eidi Chasima. Eidi Mesira Karsi. So Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Leimar, he was in the practice of saying that even if you all like Rav Meir, that you need Eidi Chasima. That's to make it into a shtar, but then you have to have two Eidim Misira watching when he gives a get, like you need two Eidim watching when the chosen gives a ring to the kala. You need Dover Shabiyev, and needs two Eidim Lekim Adover. The Mishnah even says you need two Eidim. We're going to have to discuss this also. Mishnah says that when you appoint a shliach lekabolos haget, you need two Eidim Lekim Adover. Where is that Mishnah? Anybody know? Where is it? It's a Mishnah somewhere. If a woman appoints a shliach lekabolos haget, she needs two sets of Eidim. Anybody remember where it is? Samach Gimel Amud Beis. That is correct. The last two lines on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Uishisham his kabeli gita, the woman appoints a shliach lekabolos haget, zirche shtei kitei edim. Lekiyam Adovah. You need two Edom Pashim Shafikim. Shnaim Shamer Bafanenu Omro. You need two Edom Lekiyam Adovah when she appoints the Shliach Lekabbalah. Shnaim Shamer Bafanenu Kibel. You need another two Edom Lekiyam Adovah to say that the husband gave the get to the wife. That's the Pashim Shat and the Mishnah, what the Rabbein and Tam said. The Gemara Kiddushin only says that you need Edom Lekiyam Adovah by Kiddushin. But it sounds like the Mishnah over here says you need Shnei Edom Lekiyam Adovah by the get as well. That's what Rabbi Natan said. Even Rabbi Meir holds Edom Chasim Ekar, so that's what makes it into a shtar. But then you have to have two Edom when the husband gives a get to the wife. We may talk about this some more. So the two dinim of Dovah Shebi'evah needs two Edom. Do you ever need, the Gemara only says Dovah Shebi'evah needs Edom Lekiyam Adovah. Do you ever need Edom Lekiyam Adovah and dinim Mominus? So we said the Ravid has a unique shita. The Ravid on the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes a Gemara that the only need for Edus, a person goes to the supermarket, he goes to the grocery store, and he buys a container of milk and a box of cereal. So does he need Edim watching when he makes the kinyan? You don't need Edim watching. The Gemara says Leiri Sahadi Ella LeShakri. You only need Edim if someone's going to deny that he bought it. So you have Edom Lebir HaDavah, but you don't need Edom Lekim HaDavah. So the Rambam writes in Kinyonim, Dinim Amunis, and Hilchas Bechira, the Rambam says you don't need Edom Lekim HaDavah, not by Kesef, Shtar, Chazake, Hagboh, Mishicha, Metal, Panuchotza, you don't need, even by Kinyon Chalipin, you never need Edom Lekim HaDavah by Dinim Amunis. So the Rambam writes, and I call Moedim B'Kinyan. Not everybody agrees by Kinyan. Spells the word Kinyan with two yuds, because the Rishonim have that practice. When they're talking about Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Suder, so they call it Kinyan Stam, with two yuds. So the Ravid's opinion, and the Ravid explains in the Shittim Kubetzes, he's quoted. He didn't write the Shittim Kubetzes, but the Shittim Kubetzes quotes the Ravid's commentary on Bava Basra, on Daf Mem, Amad Alpha. The Gemara says, Kinyan B'Fnei Shnaim, Kinyan Chalipin, has to be done in the presence of two witnesses. So the rabbi learns that you need Edus Lekiyam HaDavah. The other Rishonim don't read the Gemara like that. It means if a Kinyan Chalipin was done in the presence of two witnesses, they have the right to write a shtar without being authorized by the Das HaMeschayev. If a person went ahead and made a Kinyan Chalipin, it's as if it's implicit in the Kinyan Chalipin is that he's authorizing the Edom to write a shtar. Unless he tells him, don't write a shtar. I don't want any shtaris against me. So the other Rishonim say, if you made a Kinyan Chalipin in the presence of two witnesses, then you can write a shtar. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Einstein is a good friend of mine for many years. He used to live in my building, 24 Bennett, before he got married. And he's a prominent Talmid Chacham. And he comes twice a year for a very valuable stucke course.
Okay. We distributed money twice a year before Purim, Matanas of Yonim, and before Yom Noroim, for so is Yom Tov. It goes to hundreds of families in Eretz Yisrael who are poverty stricken. We check out their needs. There are two reasons I'm involved in this stocker. One, we check out the families, and as the needs are greater, larger families, we give them larger stipends, and smaller families, smaller. And that changes. We change the amount that we give. And it's checked out from time to time. And secondly, and to me that's foremost, I'm deluged with the quest for a stoker. And they come to the door too. I'm sure many, many are like that. You want to give stoker, you always, does it really go to where it's supposed to go? How much of it goes towards goal? Is it honest? Here, it's an honest tzedakah. A really honest tzedakah. And every single dollar that you give goes to the Eretz Yisrael. There are expenses incurred in getting the money there. It does not come out of these funds. It's covered from elsewhere. So if you give a dollar, that dollar finds its way to an only in Eretz Yisrael. If we have a commitment, and Rabbi Shachman tells me that even a commitment, we honor that before the money comes in, and we have funds in Eretz Yisrael which we lay out. So this is an honest tzedakah. It's a fair tzedakah. It's a real tzedakah, and that's the reason I'm involved, and that's the reason I ask you to be involved. We all want to give tzedakah, you want to give it to the right places. You yourselves are not millionaires yet. Maybe you'll be. Today, million doesn't mean anything. Billionaires. But your family and friends who have funds available who want to give to money to this kind of a tzedaka, please, whatever you can give now, please do. Whatever you can give subsequently, as long as you get it to Rabbi Shechter, let's say, before beyond four Yom Kippur, the earlier the easier it is for us to distribute it, we lay out the funds. Checks can be made out to my shul for charity tax purposes. We don't take anything off. And that's Congregation Torah Tefillah. Gentlemen, whatever you can do now, do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that. Can I ask you to hand this out alone?
Somebody, one of the people who gave me the check this morning, he probably listens to the shiur online. So he heard that you came and pissed, so he made out a check.
You know, David Lax, you remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
He once kept the phone up, the tape on when I came.
Uh-huh.
He sent the check for $500. Tells me the $100 check for $20. So listen to your short tape.
Huh?
And then you introduced me, Eve and them. Since that time, he gives $7,000 before you meet, before your short and before court. And in the short, they call him the gift.
Beautiful.
It goes from one line to another.
Yeah, I have trouble.
Still?
Yeah.
What?
Because I only wear reading glasses, I don't wear distance. The distance I see a lot of times double vision.
I
used to have prisms. Yeah.
When I get to small lines and small numbers, I think that one side to the other.
Very good. Okay. See you later. Very good.
Boys, I'll give you a big bracha. You should be always be on the giving side and never has a shown to be on the other side.
Amen.
Include me there too. The difference between a bracha and a tefillah is a bracha you give someone else. I can't give a bracha to myself, I can give a tefillah to myself. I ask for myself. So in your bracha, include my tefillah. We should always be on the giving side. Okay, call it over.
So are there any kinyonim and mamanas that need edus al kimadavas? So the Ravid's opinion is, and Tosis has a pilpul about this, Tosis comes to the maskana de chalip and does not need edus al kimadavas, but they raised the issue and they felt it necessary to bring a lot of proofs to disagree with the Ravid, because they knew there was such a sheet out there. Yesterday we mentioned the Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk in the Gilas Rus, that's where the Mokar in Tanakh is with kinyon chalipin. This was always the practice. And then it says, Israel. So the Ibn Ezra says the word Teuda comes from the word aid. So it could be that that's what the Ibn Ezra understood in the Pasuk, that you need aid is lakim adover. Could be that that's the mocker of the, what the Ravid says it based on the Gemara Bava Basu Daf Mem. But it could be that that's the Mokar and Tanakh. There's also a Tudor be Yisrael. Then we mentioned that there's a Marshal later on Daf Yud Gimel, that Kinyon Odisa. There's a Machlekes in Tosfos, but Odisa is a Kinyon, or it's not at all a Kinyon, just that you'll win in a Din Torah. If I made a Hadas Baldin, I make a Hadas Baldin that the jacket is yours. It's absolutely not true. The jacket is not yours. But if I make a Hadas Baldin, so you become the owner of the jacket. So that's 2 days in Tosfos, whether you really become the owner of the jacket, midirabbanim, and a third, there is no such thing. One opinion in Tosfos, midirabbanim, the jacket belongs to you. Not only that you'll win in the Din Torah, because I made all those badin, but the jacket really belongs to you. So the Marshal writes on the bottom of the Marshal, Daf Yud Gimel, that the Udisa only takes effect if you have Eidus L'Kim Adov. The idea behind Eidus L'Kim Adov is to make it a higher level of Das. That's what, so we mention that there is a Gemara in the Chofs here. Chav Beis Amad Aleph, the second line from the top. In Gittin, Chav Beis Amad Aleph. You have an otz, it's a flower pot, and it has earth inside, and it has stuff growing there. So the Gemara makes a distinction. It's an otz, it's nokov, or otz, chain and nokov. It's an otz, it's nokov, it has a hole on the bottom, then it's going to be oneg from the ground. Sometimes you have an otz, it's nokov, and you don't have cement below, you have earth. So you see, if the hole is a circle, you see on the earth below that there's moisture on that circle, because the moisture from the ground is going up in the air, going into the otzitz nokuv. It's a fact. So the Gemara says, we have an otzitz nokuv, what's growing in the otzitz is yonik from the ground below, and is dinik in mechuba lekarka. If you have an otzitz, shein a nokuv, is dinik in metalpilin. So the Gemara says, it'll make a difference. If it's an otzitz nokuv, and is dinik in karka, then you could be kind of the offer inside with the kinya chazoka. Chazoka works on karka. Karka is nicknames bekesef or bishtaro bechazoka. That's a Mishnah in Cheskavatim. But if it's an otzit she'ena nokov, it's dinik in metalfon, then it's nicknames bemeshicha or behagbo. So the Pnei Yeshua asked on this Gemara, it's the exact same flower pot. I understand you can't be kind of a building, you can't be kind of a farm with hagbo. How are you going to pick up the building? How are you going to pick up the farm? Are you going to push the whole globe? The whole earth? You can't pick it up. You understand? You can't do hagbor meshicha. A chazoka. If you can make a kinyah chazoka on an otzitz nokuv, why can't you make a kinyah chazoka on otzitz shein a nokuv? The same chazoka. So the Pnei Yeshua struggles with the issue. And the Nesivus and Chosh Mishpa quotes that, the second pshat in the Pnei Yeshua, that's the halacha. Kinyani karka were formulated by karka. Kinyani karka don't work on metalplim. Kinyanim betalfim don't work on karka. Kach nemer halacha. So hagbo meshicha doesn't work on karka, even if it is feasible, even if you can easily pick up a dual meshicha on the otzitz nokuv. It's halacha, not because of mitzias he can't pick up the house, he can't pick up the farm. It's halacha like that. The Minhas Chinuch points out that there is a, in the back of the Gemara, you have one page where you have the Piskei HaTosfos. Do they have it here in the back of Gittin? Here it is. After Daf Tzadik on the base, the very next page in this edition is Piskei HaTosfos Maseches Gittin. So they give you all the psokim. They have a number, each one. They have Piskei HaTosfos. So the beginning of the second perek in Bechiras, the Gemara has a lot of dealing there about Hagboa, Meshicha, and Karka, and the Talpon, how are you coin it from a Jew, from a Goy? How are you coin it? The Gemara is talking about selling a Petach Hamor. Selling the chamorah before it gives birth, so there won't be a din of petach chamorah. So the Piskei HaTosfos writes there. We don't have it in Tosfos. We don't have the Tosfos, but he, Piskei HaTosfos quotes it from the Tosfos that if it's feasible to do chazokah on the talplim, then you can be kind of metalplim with chazokah. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes that, and he says that's problematic because the Pnei Yeshua points out on this Gemara. The Nesivus quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Nesivus often quotes the Pnei Yeshua. It has a lot of important principles, a lot of important yesodis and halacha. The Nesivus quotes from the Pnei Yeshua. What we said b'shem Rab Chaim, that Ishtar is testifying, includes our God to say this on things that didn't happen yet. The whole thing is that the Nesivus quoting from the Pnei Yeshua. So this also, the Nesivus quotes this Pnei Yeshua on Chav Beis Amad Aleph, that is the Kach Nemer Halacha. Chazok only works on karka, doesn't work on the talplim, not like the Piskei HaTosfos and Chayrus. And Meshicha and Hagbo only works on the talplim, doesn't work on karka, even though you can easily do Meshicha and Hagbo on the karka. That's Kach Nemer Halacha. So there's only one kinyan that works both on karka and the talplim. That's Kinyan Chalipin. Why is Kinyan Chalipin different? Manishtani Kinyan Chalipin. So there's around 20 years ago, the Stolen HaSidim put out a Torah journal, I think a few times a year, six times a year, 10 times a year, I don't know, what's it called? Beis Aharon de Yisrael or something like that, after Baron Carlina. So in every issue they print some Kisvei Yad from Yishonim, from Gaonim, from Achronim. So they once printed a Ksav Yad from one of the Balei HaTosfos, a commentary on Megillas Rus, but they didn't have on the whole Megillas Rus, they only had on those few psukim in Bakinya Chalipin. So I quote this in the name of the Baal HaTosis. We don't have it in our Tosis, but in Aksav Yad that they printed, they write, how do you know that Kinya Chalipin works both on Karka and Metaltalin? Because the Pasuk says, Vesos, Lefan of Yisrael, Alagulam Alekman Lekayen, Kol Dover. So the word kol means anything and everything. Chalipin works on Karka and on Metaltalin and to create it, his Chayvus. Let's say if I smash your window, I'm a Rada Mamazik, I have to pay. If I borrow money, I'm a Loiva, I have to pay. If my Behemah smashes your window, the Niske Behemto, I have to pay. If I break your arm, I'm a Chayvah Bachaver, I have to pay. What if I didn't do any of the above? Out of the clear blue sky, I say, I hereby declare, I obligate myself to give you $1,000. Is that binding or not? So that's a fundamental machlokes. The Rambam says it is binding. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam's opinion has not been accepted. We may talk about it. It comes up every so often. So the Baal HaTosis whole affair is not like the Rambam. That just like I can't transfer ownership of property just by making an oral declaration, hereby declare that the jacket belongs to you. It's not going to belong. If I make Udisa, I make Haidoz Baldin. The jacket never belonged to you. Never belonged to me. It was always yours. If I make an Udisa, then the main sheet in Tosin Udisa is a Kenyan with the Rabbana. The jacket now belongs to you. But if I make a declaration, the jacket that was always mine, I hereby declare it should belong to you. It's not going to belong to you. You have to have a Kenyan. To transfer ownership of property, you have to have a Maisi Kenyan. And that's the first line in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Ilchus Mechira. Ein hamekech nikne bedvarim. You can't transfer ownership just by making an oral declaration. So the Baal HaTosis assumed that that klal doesn't only apply transferring ownership of property, that applies also to create a hischaivus. If you want to create a hischaivus, I just say, I hereby commit myself, I obligate myself to give you $1,000. I can always back out. It's not binding. But if you make a kinyan chalipin, then it is binding. Kinyan chalipin can be koine his chayvus yesh mei. How else can you create his chayvus? There are two ways. One is a kinyan chalipin that also included in the kayem koldov. It's good for anything and everything. It's good to be koine karka. It's good to be koine metaltalim. It's good to be koine his chayvus. The fellow doesn't owe any money. Out of the clear blue sky, he says, I commit myself, I obligate myself to give you $100, $1,000, and you give me a handkerchief, exchange for the handkerchief, I'm obligating myself. Now it's legally binding, I have to pay the money. What's another way to create a hischaiva? So that's a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish towards the end of Ksuvas, Dav Kub Beis Amir Aleph, almost towards the end of Ksuvas. Chayv Anu Lachmane Vishtar. He writes a document, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation, a shtar kinyan. I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1,000, to give you $100. So Reish Lakish says, it doesn't accomplish anything. I'm not mechuyev to pay. I can back out if I want to. If you want to give, you don't have to give, but it's not legally binding. And we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that it is legally binding. So it's interesting, Tosfos there asks Akasha. There's a big fat Tosfos on Amud Aleph. So it's one line, it's like a needle in a haystack. It's one line, so the Nesiv has picked up that one line, and he quotes it. Tosfos asks an interesting kasha. We have a lot of dinim where we distinguish between karka and metaltalin. That's ein nishboim ala karkoes. There's no shvuah deraisa on karka. There's no ein meila bikarkoes. There's no einoa bikarkoes. A lot of dinim like that. Karka avodah mishtaris, you don't pay a kefil. A lot of dinim. Karka has a different din from metaltalin. So let's say ein nishboim ala karkoes. What if there's a dispute about an amount of money? It's not karka, it's not metaltalin. An amount of money, an abstract. I say you owe me $1,000, you say you owe me $10. So do you swear a shvuah or not? Yeah, you swear a shvuah. We don't consider it karka, we consider it like metaltalin. It's not karka, it's neither. An amount of money, if you talk about an object, this object is metaltalin, and the floor is karka, muhubala karka, dinika karka. The building is attached to the ground. That's mechubal karka. It's a question, we spoke about it. Tosfos says, Tolosh of the Besov Chibro, if you have a lamppost that's cemented into the ground, if you have a tree that's hishrish, it took roots in the ground, that's called mechubal karka, dinika karka. You have grass, that's growing from the ground, the vegetables, the fruits growing on a tree, that's mechubel karka dinin kikarka. What if you have a lamppost or a telephone post that's cemented into the karka? That's called tolu shel b'sof chibro. And Tosfos is assuming that's a whole sugya. When is it dinik and mechuba? When is it dinik and tolush? Depends which dinim. So many Rishonim would say that a lamppost is considered tolush, unless hishrish, unless that we saw the Tosfos dalet amud aleph, the first very wide line in the Tosfos. There's a little Tosfos that takes sivasa v'chasimasa b'tolush. The Tosfos says if he wrote the get the tolush and then he planted it in the ground, the hishrish, and it took root, just cementing it in the ground, Tosfos is implying that Tolush of the Besav Chibro doesn't make it Mechuba L'Karka Dina Kekak, only if Hishvish. If it takes root, then it's growing in the ground. So that was the discussion. What about a house? A house is only cemented into the ground. A house doesn't have roots in the ground. It doesn't grow. You put cement in. So there was an opinion. Tosfos is the Shachan Chosha Mishpat quotes that Tosfos in some Masechtos writes that buildings that are attached to the ground, they're cemented in, that's tolush of the sabchiba dina ketolush. And the Shach disagree, he says, no, buildings don't have the same din as lampposts. Doesn't have the same din as a telephone pole. Telephone pole, it's lo hishrish, it's tolush of the sabchiba dina ketolush. But a building, that's normal. People make houses, and the houses are mechuba l'karka dina ketolush. So the Tosfos has a kasha. Karkas niknas b'kesef or b'shtar or b'chazoka. So shtar doesn't work on metaltalim. That's the loshon haGemara in Bava Basra. Metaltalei la b'nei mevid shtorininu. It doesn't make sense to make a shtar on metaltalim. Only can make a shtar on karka. So you can only be koyin a karka with a shtar. So Tosfos says, how can we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan? Whenever there's a machlek, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and the later generations, they took a vote to ascertain which way is the consensus. So it turned out the consensus always was like Rabbi Yochanan, with only three exceptions to the rule. There are three cases, that's a Gemara in Yevam, Mishtaf, Lamed, Vavaso, that there are only three cases where we pass on like Rish Lakish, everything else, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. So here is a machlek, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If I write, if I want to obligate myself to give you out of the clear blue sky, I didn't break your window, I didn't smash your car, my behemoth didn't damage you, I didn't borrow any money, not in exchange for anything. I want to obligate myself to give you $10. So if you give me a handkerchief or a kli, that's a kinyan chalipin, kana miyodai. It says many times in Mark, kana miyodai, you can create a hischayvus. What if I write a shtar? I hereby obligate myself to give you $100 and I give you the shtar. Does that clinch the deal that I'm mechuyev to give you the mas? Rish Lakish says no. Why do I say no? Because shtar is not koinim metaltalim. And his chayvus mamin is not karka. It's not metaltalim either, but it's not karka. So whenever you have a difference between karka and metaltalim, whenever you're talking about an abstract amount of money, you're not talking about a bien. If you're talking about a sefer, a table, a floor, a building, that's a bien, that's an object. So some of them are karka, some are metaltalim. But if you're talking about an amount of money, it's not a chefetz at all. So it's neither karka nor metaltalim, but it has the same din as metaltalim. We say, ein nishboi mala karkois, you only have shvur deraisa on metaltalim. So if I say you owe me $100, and you say you only owe me $50, or 50 you paid already, that's a moedim and mixas in your chai v'shvur deraisa. If I say you owe me $100, and you deny it, and neidech, it says like I said. You have a shvur deraisa there. So you see that an amount of money, an abstract amount of money, is dina ki metaltalim. So if dina ki metaltalim, so metaltalim, metaltali, are not nicknim b'shtar. So we should pass kon like Rish Lakish. How does Rabbi Yochanan say that if you write chai v'ani lachmana, write b'shtar, I write in b'shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100. Why is that binding? You should say, metaltalim cannot be nicknamed b'shtar. So that's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos' answer is, that's what the Nesivos quotes the answer. It's one line in a big Tosfos. Tosfos has at least 20 lines there. One line in it, like a needle in a haystack. So the Tosfos gives an answer that a lot of times you have in the Gemara, that there's a concept of Dvarim HaNiknim BaAmira. Sometimes you don't need any kinyan at all. Whenever it's very obvious, very clear, that there's a Gemiras Das, the person wants to obligate himself to give money to the other one, so you have Dvarim HaNiknim BaAmira. Sometimes you don't need a kinyan at all. Yeah, but what are the answers here? We're not talking about Dvarim HaNiknim, we're talking about Shtar. So obviously Taisa thinks that Shtar is not a Maisa Kinyan. Shtar just indicates that there's a stronger Gemiras Das, and the Gemiras Das is so strong it accomplishes the Kinyan without any Maisa Kinyan. There was a fundamental machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Lozer. How does a Shtar Kinyan function? A Shtar Raya, you have to have two witnesses signed. If you don't have Eri Chasima, there's no Shtar Raya. That's obvious. And what's a shtar raya? I give you a raya that something belongs to you. So according to Rab Meir, how does a shtar kinyan work? So Rab Meir holds Eidei Chasimikar, so am I giving the girl a raya that we are married, and she agrees to marry me, that accomplishes that we just became married? But am I giving my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced, that accomplishes that we just became divorced? So according to Rab Meir, every shtar, there's only one kind of shtar raya. And if you want to make a kinyan on something that didn't happen yet, so if you give the person a shtar raya that happened already, that causes it to take effect. That's Rav Meir's opinion. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass in shtar raya l'chud and shtar kinyan l'chud. Shtar raya, you have to have two edim signed. Shtar kinyan, you don't need edim chasima at all. It has nothing to do with shtar raya. They're both called shtar, but they're totally unrelated. So how does a shtar kinyan work? So if I would have said, the house, my apartment, 26A and 36A, both apartments belong to me. They made me buy the two apartments. So they belong to me. So if I make an oral declaration, I give you ownership of the two apartments in 24 Bennett. 26A, 36A, the Rambam says, Ein amekech nikdem edvarim. You don't own the property yet. But if I write it down on a piece of paper, I don't have any signatures on the paper. I didn't sign either. I write it down up here. A guy writes it down on a piece of paper. And I give you the paper and I say, here, I want you to take ownership of the two apartments. Rav Lozer says, Eidim Mesira Karasi. What changed? Rav Meir Shita, I understand a little bit. By my giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, that accomplishes that it belongs to you. By my giving this single girl a raya that we are married, that accomplishes we become married. By my giving my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced, that causes the divorce to take place. Rav Meir, at least I know what he's talking about. Rav Lozer, why does it work? You don't have any Eidei Chasim, it's not a shtar raya. If I would have said it bal peh, orally, I hereby give you ownership of 26A and 36A, Ein amekech nikdem edvarim. I write it on a piece of paper, but no Eidim on the bottom. I didn't sign either, not piksav yadai. I give you the piece of paper, all of a sudden it's better. Why is it better? So the answer is, Dvarim HaNiknim BaAmira. That's what Tosis means to say, every Shtar Kinyan works. Every Shtar Kinyan, according to Rav Lozer, is Dvarim HaNiknim BaAmira. The fact that I write it down, if I say it orally, I give you ownership of the farm, of the building, Ein HaMekech Niknim BaDvarim. Dibur alone doesn't accomplish the trick. But if I'm mechazik the Dibur by writing on a piece of paper and I give it to you, that's a higher level of das. Since it's a higher level of das, so I say, then it's a dvarim haniknim b'amir. So then it should come out, dvarim haniknim b'amir means is nikna, there's no need for any kinyan. So then it should come out that shtar should work both by karka and metaltalin. So how come shtar doesn't work? That's what Tosis answers. Shtar is good, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan, and shtar is good to create his chayvus. Even though his chayvus mammon is an abstract amount of money, it's dina kimetaltam, it's neither karka nor metaltam, because there's no bien. The difference in karka metaltam, if it's an actual tangible object, an amount of money is something abstract. But it's dina kimetaltam, we say, ein nishbayim ala karkos, but nishbayim ala an amount of money. So they say, if it's dina kimetaltam, so how come shtar is kaina? Shtar doesn't work on metaltam. So the answer is, dvarim haniknim b'amira, what does it mean? So you have to add on a little bit. There's a ritvo on Bava Basra. For many years, they didn't have the ritvo. In recent years, they printed the ritvo on Bava Basra. It was after the Second World War, many of the refugees from the Miri Yeshiva came to America. So many of them became rebbes in the yeshivas. I was fortunate when I was in elementary school. my Rebbe was who was teaching me Chumash, knew all the Pnei Yeshuas and the Gemara. He didn't need Rashi and Chumash. He knew all the Gemaras. He knew all the Tosfos and he knew all the Pnei Yeshuas and the Gemaras. He was teaching me Haschalas Chumash. He was teaching me Haschalas Gemara. It was unfortunate, but it was fortunate for the Talmidim. Now you have a lot of rabbis in yeshiva that wet behind the ears. They're just one lesson ahead of the students, if you're lucky. The one lesson ahead of the students. They don't know all the Gemaras. I was, in that sense, I was lucky. I had Rabbein, who were big Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Chalap told us that when he was a teenager, his mother took him to Eretz Yisrael to visit his grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. So Rabbi Moshe Chalap took him to visit Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik had some of his Talmidim from Europe taught him in the yeshiva. Rabbi Gerelik and Rabbi Bornstein, Rabbi Hanach Fishman were rabbis here in the yeshiva. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik asked, what level students do they teach? So he said, they teach students in high school and in college. Rabbi Avraham couldn't believe it. They teach high school students. These are rabbis. They could teach on a high level, post-smicha. They can teach all the people and know all the Gemaras. But we were fortunate. We had these big Talmidei Chachamim teaching us. Yeah. So one of these European refugees from the Mir Yeshiva was Moshe Yehuda Blau. So he made a parnasa. He worked on Kisvei Yad HaRishonim. And every couple of years he'd put out another sefer. So he put out the Ritva on Baba Basra in two volumes. He put out many, say, for Hashlama. Some of these Rishonim are not so significant. Maybe it's a waste of money. But every so often, you have a line or two, or a page or two in these Svarim that are very valuable, extremely valuable. He put out a lot of Kisviyat. So there's a Ritva and Baba Basra. They never had it for many centuries. They had the other Ritvas. But it was put out after the war. This Moshe Yehuda Blau. He used to put out all the Svarim, and he used to go around selling the Svarim to the different shuls, to the different rabbanim. Now it's his parnasa. Put out Kisvei Yad. So the Ritva and Baba Basra comments on that Gemara. Metaltalei labanei mevich toraninu. What kind of a lotion is that? Metaltalei don't lend themselves to write a shtar. What does that mean? Let's say I want to sell you my apartment. So I say, I'm selling you the apartment 26A and 36A. At 24 Bennett, New York City, United States of America, 10033. There's only one location. If you look in Waze, and you say 24 Bennett, New York City, there's only one location. Apartment 26A, it's clear you can describe it. I'm going to write in the shtar, I'm selling you this volume base of the small Rambam. How can you describe, maybe if I have a Mona, if I own the Mona Lisa, and I want to sell you the Mona Lisa, I write in the shtar, I'm selling you the Mona Lisa. Maybe shtar will work. The Gemara says, the Ritva says on that Gemara, Metaltalei labanei mevich toraninu, metaltalim don't lend themselves to be described in a shtar. How can you write what metaltalim you're selling? If you're talking about karka, there's only one location on the globe that has that address. But you're talking about metaltalim, there are a lot of editions of the Rama say, the small edition. What small edition? All right. The Shimon Moskowitz edition, the Mishnah Torah, they're probably tall and small, and there are probably 1,000 copies, 20,000 copies of this Rambam. How can I describe this sefer? If it's the one Ksaviyat in the whole wide world, maybe it can be nicknamed the Shtar. The Gemara doesn't say that Shtar doesn't work on the Gemara says, it doesn't lend itself to Shtar, can't be described in a Shtar. So basically, that's what it sounds like. Tosis is saying, just like Chalipin works on Karka and Metaltalim, because Chalipin is not really a Kenyan. Chalipin is just an indication. Why did the Ravid think that you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava by Chalipin? That's what Tais says. Why do you have to bring Rias that Chalipin does need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava? Why should it need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava? Tais says, yes. Why should you think that Chalipin needs Eidus? The answer is because by Chalipin there is no Maisa Kenyan. One opinion is, it's optional. Either bekelv shel kana or bekelv shel makna. Either direction. Which way does it come? Well, the answer is the chalipin. V'shalav yishnalav and asan l'reyeyu. You give a kli to the other one. It's just a symbolic act that indicates that there's a strong das makna. And the strong das makna can accomplish transfers of ownership. Dvar hanikten ba'mira, like this is said by shtar. How does the Shtar Kinyan, how does the Shtar Kinyan work according to our blows, according to our mayor? We know how it works. We understand the mechanics. By my giving you a raya that the Kinyan took place, that causes it to take place. But we don't pass them like Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Lozer. So what does it help if you write it down on a piece of paper? It has no signature. It's the same thing they said, Baal Peh wouldn't be good if you write it on a piece of paper, give the piece of paper to the person. All of a sudden now it does work. Why? It's the same as Baal. The answer is not the same. Baal Peh, it's Das Makna. If you wrote it on a piece of paper, then it's a higher, then it indicates that you have a stronger level of Das. Stronger level of Das. So that's Dvarim HaNikdem Amira. Then it works. So that's why it works both on Karka and Metaltalim. Chalipim was never formulated by the Halacha as either a Kinyan of Karka or a Kinyan of Metaltalim. It's not a Kinyan. The Chalipim, the giving over of the Kli, Shalafish Na'alo, is just an indication that there's a strong Amira's Das. And the strong Amira's Das does the tricks. It works on Karka and Metaltalim. So if that's the reason why it works both on Karka and on Metaltalim, so then we understand Shtar should also be the same. If Chalipim works on both, because it's a Dvarim HaNikdem Amira, and Tosfos says that Shtar works on Metaltalim also to create a Hischaivus Momen, because Dvarim HaNikdem Amira, so then Shtar should always work on all Metaltalim. So you have to say, Metaltalim Labamevit Shtar Nino means that it can't be described. You can't describe the Metaltalim, so that's why Shtar doesn't work. But in principle, Shtar should really work. So that's why you have, according to Tosfos, every Shtar Kinyan needs Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. Why? Because you want to elevate the level of Das and the Kinyan that it should be considered like Dvarim HaNikdem B'Amira. Whenever you have a stronger Gemira's Das, then there's no need for a Maisa Kinyan. If you ever look in the Chazon Ish on Chelek Chosha Mishpat, so in the first two pages, before the Sefer begins, the very first two pages, he quotes long arichas from his father. His father was a Talmud Chacham. His father collected a whole bunch of Gemaras and different Mesichtas and Bchoris and other Mesichtas about this topic, that there are cases where you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. If there's an indication that there's a strong Gemaras Das, then the Kinyan will take effect without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. He has a whole bunch of Gemaras. Many of the Gemaras the Rashash has on Bechoris, the Rashash points out, some of the Gemaras are in Bechoris. So the Rashash has a partial list, but the Chazon Ish quotes from his father on the first two pages, before the Sefer Chazon Ish begins, on Choshem Mishpat, they have from the father of the Chazon Ish, that he had that same Chiddush as the Rashash, and he brought many more Rayas to indicate like that. That's what it means, Dvarim HaNikdem Amir. Yeah, this is this idea that the reason why you should need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar is to elevate the level of the Das. This is brought out by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in his Sefer on Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza. In Eben Ezra, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. The Mechaber and the Rambam have a Machlokes based on a Machlokes HaRishonim. When a man does Yibum, is it necessary to have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar? If a man has been Kaddish and Isha, where the Kedusha Kesev Shtar Abira, you have to have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. You need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. So the question is, Yibam is also like Kedusha Bira, so you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar? Perhaps it's not. Yibam is not Kedusha Bira. Yibam is even kind of Abba Yivimta Be'm Shegik Be'm Mezeh Be'm Yonah, so he didn't realize that this was his Yibam. He thought it was his wife. And he was ma'anas her. And she didn't want to marry him. So the Mishnah says, Abol Yuinta, Be'm Shegik, Be'm Mezeh, Be'm Ernest, Be'm Rotzen, against the wishes of both of them, Yibam Miskainim. So it's not the same as Kiddushe Bia. Kiddushe Bia, you have to have, both of them have to agree to get married. Here, neither has to want to agree to get married. And the Yibam is still kainah, so it's not at all the same as Kiddushet Bia. But the Rishonim have a machlokes, but in the Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. So the Mishlei Melech doesn't quote the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a machlokes of Beferish, the Mechaber the Rambam, machlokes of Rishonim. He raises the question whether Yibam needs Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. Why should you think that it should not need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar? So he says that since you don't need Das, Abal Yivimta, that's the first line of Perek Abal Yivimta, in the middle of Yivam. So Abal Yivimta, Bem Shegik, Bem Mezid, Bem Yonis, Bem Beratzen, the Yibum Ischal, the Ishus Ischal. So maybe you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adavar. Why is that an explanation? Why you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adavar? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in his sefer only has one piece on Yibum Achalitza. So he explains, he thinks that the Rambam's opinion, it doesn't necessarily mean that we paskin like the Rambam. He thinks that the Rambam's opinion is that Yibum Achalitza neither needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar. The only time in the Eidus L'Kim Adavar is to elevate the level of Das. It should be a stronger Das. It should be like Dvarim HaNiknim Amira. When there's a Umdir and Mukha, that there's a very strong Gemira's Das, then you don't need any Kinyonim. So that's why Chalipin, just in order to formulate a term, an expression, the Chalipin needs a high level of Das, so they used to call it Das HaMizchayiv. All other Kinyonim need Das Makneh. But by Chalipin you need more, you need Das HaMizchayiv. And Taisa said that Shtar also works both on Karka and Metalfalim, because the Shtar needs Das HaMizchayiv. So you have a higher level of Das. The same thing I say, Bal Peh wouldn't accomplish a Kinyan. Ein HaMekach Nikdim Midvarim. That's the Ramah Perk Aleph Halach Aleph Mechira. Ein HaMekach Nikdim Midvarim. But if you write that down on a piece of paper, you give it to the person, then it is kind of, why? There's no Eidus. You didn't give him a raya that it belongs to him. Why is it better? I wrote it on a piece of paper. I made it. I demonstrated my Das is strong, and I gave it to him. So that makes the Das into a stronger Das. So Rav Soloveitchik used the Lashonis. It's a Das HaMizchayiv. Means a higher level of Das. More Das than Das Makneh. So that's what Rav Chaim claims is the beer. Why Gittin Mikidushin need Eidus L'Kim Adavar? Because by Gittin Mikidushin you need a higher level of Das than you need by Mekach U'Memkar. Mekach HaMemkar, you have to be bar mitzvah, and you have Das to sell, to buy. But by Gittin Kedushin, it's a more serious decision you're making. So you need a stronger Das. So to elevate the level of the Das, we would require Eidus L'Kim Adavar. But by Yibum, you don't need Das at all. The Yibum is kind of Shalom Yidaito. As long as he's Baal Ha'isha, he has to know that he's doing Maisa Bia with a woman. If he thinks he's sleeping, he doesn't know what he's doing. He thinks he's sleeping with an animal. It turns out that is the Yivama. Then the Gemara says it's not Koine. The Yovam has to have in mind that he's doing a Maisa Deer with a woman. So then the Yivam is Koine. So that's what Rav Chaim explains. Since you don't really need Das, by Chalitza also, the Gemara needs Psukim to prove that a cotton can't do Chalitza. The Pasuk says, after you finish the Ochalitza, then the Bezin says, Kochi Yosa Leish, Shali Yivnes Beis Ochiv. So the Gemara has a drush, Ish Prat L'Kotten. A Kotten can't do Chalitza. So Tosis in Chulin, in the first Perek, Rav Chaim quotes, Tosis in Chulin, the first Perek, raises the question, why did you need a Pasuk to say that a Kotten can't do Chalitza? A Kotten's a lot bardas. So a Kotten can't do any Kinyon, whatever you need Das. So Tosis answers, you see from the Gemara, that Chalitza doesn't need Das. You have to know what you're doing. I have Kavana. Kavana is not the same thing as Das. A cotton can have kavana, but a cotton can't have apivin. A cotton can't have das. So that's where Rav Chaim thinks, and he thinks that the shita saramam is. That's why the Mishnah Melech wrote maybe Yibum doesn't require eidus l'kim adavar because you don't need das. The Yibum is kind of be midaita ben shalom midaita, and he doesn't finish off the sentence. Rav Chaim finishes off the sentence, and the whole need for eidus l'kim adavar is. When you need das alimta, you need a stronger, a higher level of das. So if you publicize the das, you express das in the presence of two kosher eidim, and two kosher eidim will be believed. They'll go on national TV and tell the whole world that the guy had das. So that's a stronger level of das. So that's what we spoke about, the different levels of das. That gittin require higher level of das than by kiddushin. Kiddushin needs a higher level of das than nekach hamemkar. Mekachememka needs a higher level of das than hafloa, taking a neder or a shua, different levels of das, and therefore there are nafkeminis ledina there. We spoke a lot on many different occasions about Rab Chaim's idea that a shtar includes Hagodas Eidus on things that didn't happen yet at the time the witnesses signed the shtar. The witness is signing star that the loiver borrowed $1,000 from the malva. Then the witness, then they gave, the loiver gave the star to the malva, and then the witness has died. So even though the witnesses are not alive anymore, they don't know what happened afterwards. Calls man that the malva is holding on to the star, not only does it include Haggadah Seder, that he borrowed the money, he borrowed $1,000 from the loiver, but the loiver borrowed $1,000 from the malva, it includes, as if it includes Haggadah Seder, that he didn't pay up the money yet, that shaloi para. Why? Because since that's the probability, my boy, why am I still holding on to the shtar? If you paid off the money, you would have demanded I should give you back the shtar, and you would have ripped it up. The fact I'm still holding on to the shtar is an indication that you didn't pay back yet. And whereas, so Rabbi Kivegi raised the issue, how can the malva be motzi mamon from the loiva just based on the umden and the rubat alesa kamon of shtoch abiyodim my boy? So that's Rabbi Chaim thought, no. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's what Tosis says on Dalet Amud Aleph. When the woman uses the get as a shtaraya, because it has two signatures, that the Mishnah says, "You Edim Chos Malaget Mem Neitikan Ha'Elam." The Gemara says, "What do you mean the Edim? If the Edim don't sign on the get is no good." The Gemara says, "No, that's according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Edim Chasima Karis. If you have a get without Edim Chasima, it's worthless." But the Mishnah says the only we recommend the Edom should sign Neitikan Ha'olam. It's a recommendation. So the Gemara said the Mishnah goes like Rav Lazar. All the Edom is Sirikar, so you really don't need Edom Chasima. That the get should function as a shtar kinyan to break the marriage. You don't even need Edom Chasima. But if you want the Grusha to be able to prove that she's divorced, that she's going to need a shtar ayah to be able to prove that she wants to remarry. So then it's a recommendation, have Edom sign on the get, and the get will serve not only as a shtar kinyan to break the marriage, it will serve as a shtar raya as well. So that's what Tosafot points out. But how do you know? The Edom signed on the get when the husband said he's interested in divorcing his wife. All they know at the time they signed, he expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. Who said that he actually gave the get? And who said that he gave it be'echsher? Maybe he gave it al deit klikitav al gabi karka. He left it in the drawer. He told his wife, if you're interested in getting divorced, you can pick it up whenever you want. She picked it up on their own. And according to Tosfos, you always need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar. Even according to Rambam, you need Edim Mesira, watching when you give the get. So who says there were Edim Mesira when the get was given by the husband to the wife? So Tosfos says, Mestama HaKol B'Hech Shanasa. Since that is probably the case, that there were Edim Mesira, and probably the case that he did give it to his wife, and he didn't do kulitich magabi karka. So all of that is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. All of that is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's a big chiddush. So that was what we discussed yesterday. Tosis has a double dispute. The Balei Tosis have a double machlokes with the Rif. This gigantic Tosis, this important Tosis on Dalan Amalav, the Kaimalan. So number one, Tosis says Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Loima. The Rabbeinu Tam was used to saying the even according to the Rav Meir who holds Edi Chasima Karsi, but he still agrees he needs Edi Mesira. I would say the same. He needs Edi Chasima to make it into a shtar. That's how a shtar kinyan works. By my giving you a raya that you are married, by my giving you a raya that we are divorced, that causes us to become divorced. So you have to have Edi Chasima to make it into a shtar. But then at the moment that I give the get to the Isha, you have to have Edim watching, because Edis Lekim Adobe, like when the Chosin gives the ring to the Kala. You need Edis Lekim Adobe. So he also needs Edis Lekim Adobe. That's Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Loima. So the Rif and the Ramam hold on. So Rif and the Ramam say that if you have Edi Chasima, let's say according to Rav Meir, then they go a step further. Say even Rav Lozer agrees that if you have Edi Chasima, there's no need for Edi Mesira. How can it be that there's no need for Edi Mesira? When you give a ring, you have to have Edi Slekim Adov. When you give the get, you don't need Edi Slekim Adov. Why not? So that's what the Ran explains. The Ran explains. Tosis explained over here, when the woman has the get, 2 years after she got divorced, she wants to remarry. She wants to marry someone else. How do we know that she's divorced? Maybe she's still married to the first husband. First husband still, if he's not alive, okay. But if the first husband is still alive, maybe she's still married. Who says that he divorced her? So Tosis says, no, if she has a get, has a lichasina. So that serves as a shtaraya that she was divorced. But we raise the question, at the time the Edom signed, they only know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. So how do you say that the shtar includes how go to say this, that the husband actually gave the get, and so on. So they said, that's the din. A shtar includes, that's what the Nesivis quotes, the Pnei Yeshua has this, that's really this Tosfos, really. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So that's the question. When the Halacha requires Eidus Lekiyim Hadavar by Gittin Lekidushin, so Tosfos' opinion is you need that means you need two live Jewish witnesses, Kasher LeEidus, warm-blooded witnesses watching when the Kiddushin is given and when the Get is given. And the Rif and the Rambam hold, no, you don't need two people alive. Tosfos says that after the woman will be divorced and she's going to hold on to the get, so the get will include the Haggadah Eidus on things that didn't happen yet at the time the Edom signed. All they know at the time they signed, the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. But he didn't give it yet. So we say all that is included in Haggadah Eidus. Once she holds on to the get, there's Tvisas Balashtar, and Tainas Balashtar, she's holding on to the get, and she claims, my husband gave it to me, and it wasn't Legitach Magabi Karka, and there were two Edim Mesira at the time that he gave it. So the get includes Haggadah Eidus on everything that she says, in order that the get should be of value, that it should give Haggadah Eidus of the shtar. We assume it includes all of that, because that's probably the case. So the Rif is of the opinion that if you hold like Rav Meir, Edich Hasimah Karasi, so how does the get work? Because the husband gave his wife a raya, they are divorced, that causes them to become divorced. So that raya, the Edom who signed the get, made it into a shtar, and then the shtar was given to the woman. Now that shtar says that the husband gave the get to the wife. So even though there were no witnesses watching, he gave the get to the wife, bein ol. There were no kosher Edom watching at all. But the nesinas haget is covered with a raya b'shtar. That's what Tosfos says. The nesinas haget. That's what the Mishnah says. You Edom chasma laget min neitikan oilam. You want to get according to Rabbi Lozer, you can have a shtar kinyan, that's not a shtar raya. Just Eidah Mesira, no Eidah Chasima. But if you have Eidah Chasima, then it'll not only serve as a shtar kinyan, it'll serve as a shtar raya also. How can it serve as a shtar raya? The Eidim didn't see what happened later on. They don't have to see. That's the Chiddush Din and shtar, that the shtar includes a Haggadah Eidus, that it was given over. Whatever is probably the case, and the woman is holding on to the shtar claims that like that. You need Tvisas Balashtar. The Balashtar is the one for whom the get was intended, the shtar was intended. You have a Malva and a Loiva. So the Loiva is the Das HaMizchayev, and the Malva is the Balashtar. The Loiva is the Das HaMizchayev, has to authorize the writing of the shtar, and the shtar was intended to be given to the Malva, as his name, that the Malva lent money to the Loiva. So whenever the Balashtar is holding, has Tvisas HaShtar. If you write a shtar and just leave it on the table, you don't give it to the Baal HaShtar, so it doesn't begin to give a Haggadah Eidus. That's what I mentioned. A lot of times at a wedding, they fill out a tanoim, and then they have someone, Mechavah someone, to read the tanoim, and then after they finish, they bake the plate over there, the mothers bake the plate, then they leave the tanoim on the table, and they throw it out. So what do they fill out a whole document of a tanoim? They didn't give it to anybody. A shtar doesn't begin to give a Haggadah Eidus until you have Tvisas Baal HaShtar. The one on whose behalf it was intended to be given to, he's the Baal HaShtar. Who's the Baal HaShtar by the time? They're both fathers. The shtar says that each father is obligating himself to give his child to see to it that the children get married by this date. Years ago, they used to fill out the time when they got engaged, months before the wedding. Now they fill out the time at the wedding. So each, it's a little bit ludicrous, but the people, some people want to hang on to the old minig. They have tanoim, so they touch up the tanoim. So the document says each of the fathers made a public statement that there are no outstanding obligations. The other father doesn't owe him any money from the engagement party or anything, or They're going to work out how much they're going to pay for the wedding, but that's not in the document. It just says neither party has any claims against the other party, no outstanding debts, and each one's going to see to it that the child is going to get married to the other person by this date, today, as today's date. And each one says he commits himself, then he's going to see to it that he's going to marry off the children. They're going to have nice clothing, like any normal Jewish parent marries off a child. They give him clothing and jewelry and so on. So you have to fill out two documents when you fill out a time. You have to fill out two copies, give one to this father and one to that father. You just fill out one document, leave it on the table. So you didn't accomplish anything. If you don't have two copies of the Tanoim, so you have to take the one copy and give it to a person whom both the fathers trust. So he's holding the shtar Tanoim both on behalf of the girl's father and on behalf of the boy's father. So both of the fathers trust him, and if it'll be necessary, he'll produce the Tanoim. He'll be able to give it to the one who needs it. So the Rif is of the opinion that just like Taisus says, that always included in the shtar is a Hagodas Eidus on things that didn't happen yet at the time the Eidim signed. If it's probably the case, that's all considered as if it's included in the Hagodas Eidus of the shtar. So the Rif is of the opinion that the requirement for Eidus L'Kim HaDavad, you don't need that there should be two live Jewish people watching when the husband gives the get to the wife. If you'll give the get to the wife, she'll be holding on to it. Then the get will include the Hagodas Eidus that the get was given. So the fact that the shtar includes a Hagodas Eidus that the get was given, it means that the Nesinus HaGet is covered with a Arayas HaShtar. So that's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. You don't need two living people actually watching. Here's a stunt. No one was watching, but it's still covered with Araya. How can that be? It's Chiddush that the shtar includes a Hagodas Eidus on things that didn't even happen yet at the time that the Eidim signed. It happened later that the shtar was given over. But the Isha is going to be holding on to the get. She's the Balashtar. Balas HaShtar, female, Balas HaShtar. And she claims the husband gave her the get. She didn't grab it. So it's considered as if all of that is included in the Haggadah Seders of the shtar. Rabbi Natam holds no. That's not called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. This is also included in the Haggadah Seders of the shtar. Well, it's also included. But the witnesses didn't see that. So Rabbi Natam holds you have to have actual two living Jewish people watching when you give over the shtar. So that's one machlokes. That's one machlokes, the Rabbi Natam, all the Balei HaTos are all like that, and the Rif and the Rambam who disagree. They say no, since that too is included, how God is saying this at the shtar, that it was given over, so the Nesinus HaGet was covered with Arayas HaShtar. So that's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's one machlokes. Then the other machlokes is, when Rab Loza says Eidim Misira Karsimi, he disagrees totally with Rab Meir. What do you say? No, he agrees with everything Rab Meir said, Eidim Chasim Karsimi, but he said there are two routes. You can either do Eidim Chasim Karsimi, or you can do Eidim Misira Karsimi, either one or the other. So that's what the Rif and the Rambam hold. Rab Loza said Eidim Misira Karsimi, it doesn't mean only Eidim Misira, either Eidim Chasim or Eidim Misira. The Rabbi Natam cannot hold like that. It's impossible. Because Rabbi Natam Raga Loimer that Rab Meir holds, you need both Eidi Chasim and Eidi Mesira. You need Eidi Chasim Karsi to make it into a shtar. Then you need Eidi Mesira. Then you need Eidi Mesira because Dabba Shadi Ervom. So Rab Meir says you need two sets of Eidim. Eidi Chasim to make it into a Karsi, to make it into a Sefer Kris, to make it into a shtar Kinyan. Then you need Eidi Mesira for the Dabba Shadi Ervom. And then comes Rab Loza and he says, if you have Eidi Mesira, you don't need Eidi Chasim. So it doesn't make sense to say Rab Loza agrees with everything Rab Meir says, but he has another version. What do you mean? If he agrees with everything Rab Meir says, you need two sets of Eidim. So why should anybody do like Rab Loza? Why should anybody do like Rab Meir? If Rab Meir holds any, Rab Meir is the biggest machmer over here. Between Rab Meir and Rab Loza, Rab Meir's machmer, you need two sets of Eidim. Eidim Chasima, to make it into a shtal ha-shvuyei shvora, you need Eidim Mesir for the Dabba Shebi Erba. The Kiyum HaDavar. Then Rab Loza says you can either do like Rab Meir to require two sets of Eidim, or you can do like me, only require one set of Eidim at the time I'm saying. So why should the Mishugana do like Rab Meir? It doesn't make sense that you can do either like him or like me. Rabbi Meir is more than Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza says you don't need any chasim. So Rabbi Natan can't say it. It doesn't make sense. The Rif Lishitosai, who says that according to Rabbi Meir, if you have Eide Chasima, there's no need for Eid in Nisira, because it says the Shtar itself. If you have Eide Chasima, the Shtar is going to be a Shtar Raya. So the Shtar will give a Raya that the husband gave the get. So it's covered with Raya Seid. So if you all like the Rif and the Rambam, that if you all like Rabbi Meir, all you need is Eide Chasima, you don't need Eide in Nisira. So then there's room to discuss. Maybe when Rabbi Loza says Eide Misira Kasi means what Rabbi Meir said is correct, but there are two routes. You can either do like a Meir or do like I say. Okay? So that's the Rif and the Ramon. That's what they hold. Rabbi Loza disagrees with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Loza says he can either that the two routes, either do like Rabbi Meir or do like me. And then we have two versions were the Ran and the Ramban. That's a major machlokes. What does Rabbi Loza mean to, if you hold that, that's pshat in Rabbi Loza, that the two roots, you can have a shtar kinyan in one of two ways. Either Eide Chasima will make it a shtar, and you won't need Eide Mesir, or Eide Mesir, you won't need Eide Chasima. So they're two totally different understandings of a shtar kinyan. One version of a shtar kinyan is like Rabbi Meir. The mechanics is that by my giving the woman a raya that she's divorced, that causes her to become divorced. Then the other way is nothing to do with my giving a raya. Totally different. If I would have said, that's not enough. I write in a piece of paper, I give it to her, it's a higher level of das, stronger das, that makes the kinyan. So they're totally unrelated. Totally unrelated. So that's what the Ramban holds. Two different kinds of shtar kinyan. Rabbi Lozer gives it to Rabbi Meir, he holds another kind, and the Lord Karab Zelzeh, they're not connected at all. And the Ran doesn't like that. The Ran says, no. Rabbi Lozer agrees with Rabbi Meir that if you have Eide Chasima, you don't need Eide Mesira, not because he agrees with Rabbi Meir. No. If you have Eide Chasima, then the Eide Chasima included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar is that there was a Mesira. When the woman, when the Grusha will be holding on to the get will say that there was a Mesira Saget. So since the get will cover, also includes Haggadah Seidus, even though the witnesses didn't see that yet. The witnesses signed the get in New York, and the get was delivered in California, and it's a different country, different continent. It doesn't matter. It's also included in the Haggadah Seidus. So the Ran, and so he writes it a few times, well, he read it the last line before the Mishnah. So the Ran says, not that according to Rabbi Loza, there are two totally unrelated kinds of Ishtar Kinyan. Everything boiled down to Eide Mesira Karsi. If when the get is being Nimsar, there are Eide Mesira means that Das HaBaal is covered with Raya Seidim, then it's a stronger Das HaBaal, then it's a Das HaLimta. So that accomplishes the Gerishin. So if you have Eide Chasima, and the woman is going to be holding on to the get later, even though there was nobody watching when he gave the get. He had the get Benod, there was nobody else watching. But since the get includes Haggadah Seidus, that there was a Mesira, so it's considered as if there was the Das HaBaal on the Gerishin, at the moment of Gerishin, was covered with Raya Seidim. Whenever you have the Eide Chasima, it's considered as if you have Eide Mesira. So it always boils down to Eide Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Loza, there's only one way to make a shtar kinyan, Eide Mesira. But if you have Eide Chasima, since Eide Chasima makes it into a shtar raya, and a shtar raya includes Haggadah Seidus on things that are going to happen later, so it's considered as if you have a raya, the Mesiris Haget was covered with a raya. So that's why it's good. Everything boils down to Eide Mesira Kars. And the Ramban says no, that the two totally unrelated forms of a shtar kinyan according to Rabbi Loza, either like Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Meir, Eide Chasima Karsi, and then another form is Eide Mesira Karsi, two different kinds. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. Okay, I mentioned today, we mentioned a while ago, the Mishnah starts, the Mesichta starts up, Hamevi Get from Dina Sayam. The Shlich Lo'ilocha comes and he wants to give the Get. So at the time of the Nesina, either right before, right after Tokedei Dibur, he has to say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. How do we know that he's a shliach lahilocha? Maybe he's making up a story. Maybe it's true the get was written l'shma, but who says the husband appointed him as a shliach lahilocha? So the Rosh talks about that, the beginning, the first page in the Rosh. So the Rosh says he has to have a shtar harshah. He has to come with a shtar that's signed by two witnesses that says, we know for a fact that the husband appointed Yankel Reb Shmerel as the shliach lahilocha. He has to be able to prove. He has to be able to prove that he's a shliach lahilocha. So there's a fascinating ravid where he says it's not necessary. So the ravid goes like this. The Rambam, The Rambam in Hilchus Ishus, where is it? Paragimel and Ishus Halacha Tezvav. Paragimel Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam has like this. We have that Mishnah. Somebody pointed out the Mishnah. Where was it? Samach Gimel Amud Beis. That when a woman appoints a shliach lekabolas aged, she's supposed to appoint a shliach in the presence of two witnesses. That's the last two lines on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Elisha Shom his kabbalah giti, tzvicha shtei kitei edim. She needs two pairs of witnesses. Shnaim shamim lefaneinu omro. You need two edim lekim adova when the woman appoints a shliach lekabolas aged. Shnaim shamim lefaneinu kibol. You need two witnesses who are going to testify. They'll sometimes be the same two witnesses, sometimes be four different people. These two witnesses weren't there later. So you need Eidus Lekim Adavar when she appoints the Shliach Lekabolas HaGet, and you need Eidus Lekim Adavar when the husband gives over the get. That is interesting. You need Eidus Lekim Adavar when the woman appoints the Shliach Lekabolas HaGet. That's not actually the Dovah Shebi'erva. If she didn't appoint him as a Shliach, then his receiving the get will be meaningless. It's significant. You have to know that he is a shliach lekabolah, but the appointing him as a shliach lekabolah, the Mishnah has a chiddush that constitutes a dovah shebi'erva that you need two edim lekiyum adovah. That's interesting. That's what it seems to say in the Mishnah. So the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Ishus, Beregimel. The Rambam has a fascinating statement. When the husband appoints a shliach lahilochas haget, a shliach lahilochas hakidushin. So the Rambam says the husband does not have to appoint the shliach in the presence of two edim. When the girl appoints a shliach lekabolas hakidushin, either the chasan or the kala can appoint a shliach lekabolas hakidushin. That's not true. The husband can appoint the shliach lahilach hakiddush, and the kala can appoint the shliach to be mekabel kiddush. Vaget also, the husband can appoint the shliach lahilach haget, and the isha can appoint the shliach lekabolas haget. So the Rambam's opinion is, when the husband appoints the shliach lahilach hakiddush or lahilach haget, that's a normal, regular din, standard din of shlichus and kol ha-terakula, and that's like a shliach. I made a shliach to be mafresh truma. You need eidus l'kiyum adavah when you appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma. Why does he give a moshel afreshes truma? Because the Gemara in Kiddush in the beginning of the second parak discusses, I didn't know there's such an institution of shluchos shel adam kamoisa. So one of the sources is the pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach where it says, "Kein torim agam atem as truma sashem." The simple pshat in the pasuk is just like the farmer is mafresh truma gedoyla first, then he's mafresh maaser rishon, then maaser sheni. So too, when the farmer gives the maaser rishon to the Levi has to be mafresh maaser minha maaser, that's called trumas maaser, and he gives it to the kohen. And it says, "V'nechsha lachem trumas chem," the trumas maaser that the Levi is mafresh maaser minha maaser has the exact same status kadoga min agor mechamlea min ayekin, has the exact same status as truma gedoyla, that if a non-kohen eats it, it's misa b'dei shamayim, and if he eats it b'shoigig, he's chayv to give karen v'chaymish, daba aroyli as kodesh, has all the exact same dinim as truma gedoyla. So that's the pasuk. V'nachshol lachem trumas chem, the trumas maisa that the Levi is mafresh from the maisa rishon, has the same status like truma gedoyla that the farmer is mafresh from the tevel. So the pasuk there says, "Kein torimu gam atem." Just like the farmer is mafresh truma gedayla, so too the levi should be mafresh ma'aser min ha'ma'aser from the ma'aser rishon that he was given by the farmer, and he gives that ma'aser min ha'ma'aser to the kohanim. That's a pasuk pshat. Kein torimu gam atem. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Gam atem doesn't only mean, just like the farmer gave to Magdala, so too the levi should give ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. Kein torimu gam atem, gam l'rabbis is hashaliach, and atem is the farmer. So the person who has the tevel can be mafresh, and if he wants to have a shaliach, is gam. Gam l'rabbis is hashaliach, you can appoint a shaliach. So that's one of the sources for the institution of shaluch ha'shaladim k'mais and kol ha'tarkur. And that pasuk gam atem. So the Rambam writes, when a farmer appoints a shaliach to be mafresh, like an Eretz Yisrael, all the stores where they sell fruits and vegetables, every day they have a sign hanging up that the representative from the Badatz came, or the representative from the Rabbanut came, and there were mafresh trumas and maisers, and everything is taken care of. Nothing is tevel, everything was taken care of. So the owner of the store appoints somebody from the Rabbanut or someone from the Badatz to be mafresh trumas and maisers. The shliach does it for them. Ken terima gam atem gam l'rabbis es ha-shliach. So when the farmer appoints a shliach to be mafresh trumas and maisers, does he need eidus l'kim adam? No, it's not a dam should be erev. What should you need eidus? It's a yisur heter. So the Rambam says, so too when the husband appoints a shliach lohelech ha-saget, or the chassan appoints a shliach lohelech ha-sakidushin, that's a normal din of shluch ha-shalodim kemoisa, and you don't need, it's not called the dam should be erev dik ha-shlichas. So shlich is like hafresh ha-struma. Kmo shlich she-yushel ha-hafresh lo-truma, the kayotzibo, that you don't need eidus l'kiyum adov. So when the husband appoints a shliach to give the get or to give the kiddushin, you don't need eidus l'kiyum adov. The only time you need eidus l'kiyum adov is if the wife appoints a shliach to kabbalah saget. That's kula chiddush. That breaks all the rules. It does. Yerushalmi says like that. The Yerushalmi quote Yerushalmi. That breaks all the rules. The rules normally are the one who's a bailam on the kinyan has the ability to make a tanai. And he has the ability to appoint a shliach to represent him. But if you're not a bailim, let's say the husband, if he wants, can give the get bal kocha to the wife. It's a nasty thing to do. It's an avera. It's at least a cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom not to be megavish ishta bal kochai. And in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuva Saran holds that it's an isa deraisa. When they got married, he promised to love, honor, and cherish her. That's why he honors his wife by giving her a get bal kochai. So the Ran and the Tshuva, they quote in Shulchan Aruch, the Ran holds that it's an isa deraisa. Why do we call it a cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom if it's an isa deraisa? A cherem is a curse that the rabbis give. The guy should drop dead. Whoever does this should drop dead. So on the level of deraisa, it's an indecent thing to do. It's a nasty thing to give your wife a get against her wishes. But the Torah doesn't curse you. You should drop dead. But the Rabbeinu Gershom wanted to make it stronger. He wanted to put teeth into the din. So he said, he didn't invent the prohibition that you're not allowed to give a get bal karchai. The Ran holds that prohibition is an isa deraisa. That's a violation of kvod ishtoi, kavod abiyas. How does he have the chutzpah to divorce his wife bal karchai? But the Rabbeinu Gershom added a cherem, that whoever does that should drop dead. Cherem is this, the Gemara says, cherem is the same letters as ramach, a curse that should seep into the 248 bones in his body. Ramach evom, the guy should drop dead. And when a person, mishameis ben iduyo, if a person was put in nidui, in cherem, and he dies, so the Mishnah says, Bezdan Soklin Misarona, they put a slab of stone on the coffin to indicate that he really deserved skila. We really should have given him Misa's Bezdan. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that the relatives don't observe Avelis, like Aruge Bezdan, like if Bezdan would administer Misa's Bezdan. The children, the relatives don't observe Avelis because the Pasuk says, Bavod Rishayim Rina, when the Rishayim die, he's supposed to celebrate, he's supposed to dance from joy. So they're not dancing, but they're not observing Avelis over him. So the Rambam says when the husband appoints a shliach l'hiloch ha-saget, he's a bailam on the get. When the husband decides he wants to marry the woman, he appoints a shliach l'hiloch ha-kiddushin, he's a bailam on the kiddushin. So just like by hafrashas trumah, when you appoint a shliach, it's not a dover should be yerbo. So when the husband appoints a shlich either for the get or for the kiddushin, that's a regular din of shlichas and kol ha-tarukula, that you don't need eidus l'keim adav. But the wife has the ability to appoint a shlich l'kabalas ha-get. Al pidin, if the husband gives the get, bal karcha etzchal. That shows that she's not a bailam on the kinyan. She can scream bloody word if she doesn't want it. He gives her the get, bal karcha, the get etzchal. So she's not a bailam on this. If you're not the bailam, how can you appoint a shlich? Let's see, can she make a tonight? The husband is about to give the get to the wife. She says, I only accept the get on the condition that you pay me $100,000 for accepting the get. She can make it tonight. If you can give the get bal karcha, it's not a balabas to make it tonight. So the Gemara says, Milsa the leisa v'shlichas leisa v'tanai. Milsa disa v'shlichas disa v'tanai. To be able to make a tanai, to be able to make a shlich, Taisa says it's a svara. If you're the bailim on this kinyan, then you have the right to make a tanai. I only want the kinyan to take effect under these circumstances. And then you're a bailim to appoint a shlich. If you're not a bailim on the chalois, you're not a bailim neither to appoint a shlich, nor to be matala tanai. So the woman shouldn't be able to make a shlich for Kabbalah Saget. And the Rambam thinks the same is true by Kiddushin. Even though you can't be Mekadosh Anisha Bal Karcha, you have to have her acceptance, she has to agree. But at the end of the day, we consider it as if there's a Ran in the Dorn. There are a lot of Rans in the Dorn. The Ran took over the whole Masech in the Dorn. So the Ran on Daf Lamed has a famous line. Every 50 pages in the Avnei Miluim, he quotes that Ran to answer all the kashas. All the world's kasha are answered. The Ran says, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Karcha, but basically the Kiddushin is done by the husband, not by the wife. The Isha, when she agrees to marry him, is like Mavkeres as Atzma. Is it considered as if she's Mavker herself? And then, when the Baal gives her the Kiddushin, he's Mekadosh or Bal Karcha. You don't need her Das on the Kiddushin. You need her Das to agree to be Mavkeres as Atzma. So to enable the husband to do it. But the whole Kiddushin, just like the get, is done by the husband alone. You don't have das or isha at all. So by Kiddushin also, the whole Kiddushin is done by the husband, not by the wife. But the Kiddushin doesn't begin, doesn't get off the ground unless the woman agrees. But basically, the woman shouldn't be able to appoint the shliach, according to the Rambam, neither by a get nor by Kiddushin, because she's not a bailam on the kinyan. If the get can even be done by korcha, and it'll be chalim by Kiddushin. You can't do it by korcha. So basically, it is bal karcha. Just mavkeres atzma, then the baal does the whole thing. The more calls it, the more says it based on the pasuk ki yikach, v'lo ki silokach, v'lo ki sukach. The chosen has to do the whole kiddushin. The chosen has to do everything. So the Rambam says, when the isha appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, you need eidus l'kiyum adover. That's a dover shebi ever dika minu shlichas. When the baal appoints a shliach lehilochas haget, or the chosen appoints a shliach like lochas hakidushin, that's a shliach like afrasas truma, that's a shliachas and kol ha-targula, that's a normal din shliachas. Whoever is the bailam appoints a shliach that doesn't smack from dovah shebi'erva, even though it's about a get or a kiddushin, it's not. The mean of shliachas is not a dovah shebi'erva. The kiddushin, the act of kiddushin, the act of the get, that's a dovah shebi'erva. You need eidus l'kim adov. But the mean of shliachas is a normal din and kol ha-targula. But the woman has the ability to appoint a shliach for the get, that's a chiddush. The Yerushalmi, that's a chiddush. It breaks all the rules. She shouldn't have the ability. So that's a dovish of yevedik adin. That's in the parsha of yishilach v'shilcha. Malam chalisha is a shliach. That's a chiddush din. So since it's a dovish of yevedik adin, so you have to have eidus l'kiyum adorim. So the Rama has this chiddush. Big chiddush. So the Rabbi disagrees with the Rama. The Rabbi thinks that it's not correct. That even when you appoint a shliach, even when the husband appoints a shlich lahilochas haget, you also need eidus l'kiyum adover. But he says, you don't need actually two witnesses watching. When the chosen appoints a shlich lahilochas hakidushin to give a ring, there is no shtar. When our minigas, we're always mekadosh b'kesef. We're not mekadosh b'shtar, we're not mekadosh b'diyah. So the rabbi holds, when the chosen appoints a shlich lahilochas hakidushin, you have to have eidus l'kiyum adover. When the husband appoints a shlich la'ilochas haget, you also need eidus l'kiyum adover, but you always have it. It's always built in, you have it. Because if the husband is going to give the shlich la'ilochas haget that has eidus chasima on it, so the eidus chasima it's considered as if it includes Agoda Seiris on all the things that are going to happen in the future, even though it didn't happen yet at the time the Edom signed it. So the rabbi says it includes Agoda Seiris, all the things in the future that will be relevant, that will be necessary, that the get should be meaningful. So it's considered as if, even though the husband appointed the shlich la'ilocha beino lebeino, there was nobody else there. But once the shlich holds on to the get says that he was appointed as a shlich. So even though there was nobody there watching when the husband appointed him, once the shlich is holding on to the get, not only does the get include a whole story vis-a-vis the malveh, vis-a-vis the isha, she's the balashtar. Now the shlich is the balashtar. The get was intended to be given to the isha. I should say the isha is the balashtar. But since the husband wants to give it to the shlich, right now the shlich is a balashtar, and the get that has erech hasima includes Agar HaSeidus, that he was appointed as a shlich by the husband. So that's what the Raibit writes like that. So there's no need for what the Rosh did. The Rosh said when the shlich la'ilocha comes, he has to have a document, harshoah, that's signed by two Edim, that says that he was appointed by the husband as a shlich la'ilocha. So the rabbi says it's not necessary. He has a get that has two signatures. And now he's holding on to the get as tfisas bal ashtar. And if he wasn't appointed by the husband, the whole get wouldn't be chal. So since his appointment by the husband is crucial to make the get kosher when it'll, if and when it will be given to the isha, so that too is included in the Haggadah Seiris of the shtar. When the shliach holds it, that's called gita machiach alof. We'll have to explain a little more. Okay, we better run to mincha. Tomorrow, should we do parsha? Should we do sabbath tomorrow? Parsha. Okay, so for Sunday. Sunday, I'm not going to spend too much time here on this Gemara. Well, I'd like to spend time on Hey Amid Beis. Everything till Hey Amid Beis is just negotiating back and forth, a little bit, but not too much. I'd like to discuss Hey Amid Beis, we really discussed part of it.